Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim on the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. This is the fifth segment of the shiur. Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. We have a lot of chidushim and iyunim and havrakos and very, very beautiful things that we've shared. And now we can move further in the sugya. We still haven't answered all the kashas. And we will continue with a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. Now it's important to remember just the Yesod that we established in the previous Shiurim, that there's a difference between Kavod and Mora. Kavod is on the Gavra. The Gavra has to be Roi. Mora is on the institution of Malchus. It's Mora Malchus. Just the expression is that one has to fear the Gavra, and therefore if he's not worthy, there's still a Din Mora. And based on this, in the previous year, we saw that Agrippa HaMelech wasn't Mikarev Achecha, because he had become Yichus, either his mother wasn't Mi'Yisrael, or his father wasn't Mi'Yisrael. So Agrippa, who wasn't a full-fledged Melech, there was no Din Kavod. There was only a Din Mora. And since there was a Din Mora only, everybody holds that B'Makom Mitzvah, there's no Din of Mora Malchus, even the Rabbanan. It's only Rabbi Hudu who says that there's no Din of Kavod B'Makom Mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and therefore a king can do Yibum and Chalitza. When it comes to Mora, everybody holds that if that B'Makom Mitzvah, there's no Din Mora, because that's Tosas in Zvachim says it's not a Pagia B'Mora Malchus, because Malchus is on the institution of kingship, and when you're doing a mitzvah, there's no Pagam in the institution of kingship. And even more so, according to the Maharsha and the Tosas HaRosh, that Machusa da'ara is ken Machusa da'rakia. So in other words, since there's only a mashal for Machus Shamayim, Pashat, that if it's a mitzvah, there's no pagia. If one does this mitzvah, there's no pagia in Kvod Malchus. And that explains Tosis Kasha. We should have said by Agrippus, where there was no cover, there was only Mora, that mitzvah shiny, and that's why he made way for the Kala. That was the summary, the previous shir. So the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, a very interesting Agadata, you can look there on Sadehe Amid Aleph. We're going to go from the middle. It says there that Avisha ben Sruya was washing his head, L'Kavod Shabbos, with four saws of Mayim, and he saw Ksamim of Dam in the Mayim, and he said, and some say that a dove came before him and was hitting itself, Asiyona Itrif Kameh, and it was pulling off its feathers and had a lot of tsar. So he said, Knesset Yisrael Yoma Imsala, Knesset Yisrael Nimshal Yona. So Shema Mina must be that David Melch Yisrael is Bitsar. He went to the house of David and he didn't find him. So Avishai said, what am I going to do now? David's Bitsar, I don't know where he is. Tanan. You're not allowed to use the utensils of the king, his horse, his throne, his sharvit. So he said, Oy bazoi, b'shan sakonamai, what am I going to do? What's the din? B'shan sakona. Is b'shan sakona, is it mutter to use the Kelim of the Melech? Asa shal bei Medrasha. He went to the Beis Medrash, and in the Beis Medrash he asked this Kasha. And what did they answer him in the Beis Medrash? They said to him, B'shas Sakana, Shapir Dami, B'shas Sakana Tzmutter. Rachvei Lepardei. So he took the Prada of David HaMelech, and Kovtzele Are, and then he had some Kvitas Aderech, and then he saw Orpah, the mother of Yishvi, and she was weaving. And you can look weiter in the story over there. What happens? That's the purpose here is not to learn Sanhedrin Sadehei Amud Aleph, it's to learn the din of Kavod and Mor Malchus. So this Gemara presented a great challenge to the Mefarshim to try to understand. What was Avishai's question? B'shas sakana mai. Am I allowed to use the king's horse? Am I allowed to use the king's kelim? B'shas sakana. Hare kol ha-Torah kula nidches mipnei pikuach nefesh. The whole Torah is pushed away because of pikuach nefesh. So what was Avishai's shaila? Why should the mitzvah of Som Tosim, Alech HaMelech, the Amos HaMelech, not be nidches else be sakonis nefashis? We could say, based on the Oruch Lener, who asked, why did he need the Pered? Why did he need this animal of David HaMelech? Says he wrote David's Pered. What, there was no other Prados? That's the Aruch Lener's question. Why didn't he dafka David's Pered? Pered is a mixture of a chamor and a susa. Chamor daddy, susa mommy. So did he not have another Pered? Why did he take dafka David's Pered? So the Aruch Lener writes, based on the Yerushalmi in the 8th parak of Kalayim, that you're not allowed to ride in a Pered because we learn from Kilei Begadim. You're not allowed to wear mixtures of clothing. You're also not allowed to ride in a parrot. Frak the Yerushalmi from the pasuk v'her kaftem as Shlomo beno ala prada. You see that Shlomo did ride in a parrot. And for the Gemara, Hiberia mishesh semei bereishis haya. No, this isn't a prada. That's a kalayim dika prada. It's from sheshes semei bereishis. It's a miraculous prada. It's already created as a prada. It didn't come from a mixture of species. And therefore, Zak the Aruch Lener, Avishai, who is a tzaddik, didn't want to ride in any other parrot, just David's. Because it was a Birya Mishesh Semei Bereshis. And that was what he gave Shlomo to ride. But he didn't want to ride in any other prada. That's why he took Dafka David's prada. That's why he took Dafka David's parrot. So the fees that we can say that the question was if you should take another parrot and be over on the Isser of Kalayim, or take the parrot of David and be over on the Isser B'tashmish Kelo Shel Melech. You have two different Isurim here. You have parrot, which is Kalayim, or you have using David's, which is Mishtamish B'Kelo Shel Melech. And they told him that B'makum Sakana, there's no Isser Shimush at all. Not only mitzad dechias pikuach nefesh, there's no iser to start with. Why? Because here, all you have is a din mora, and we said that b'makom mitzvah, there's no stira to the din of mora, because, as we saw, the whole inyan of using the kelim of the melech is in the context in the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin of Mora Malchus, not Kavod Malchus. So memela, when we're dealing in the world of Mora, b'makom mitzvah, there's no stira to Mora, like we learned in the previous shir. Even the rabbis hold that, everybody holds that. That, as we explain, that Malchusa the Aras came Malchusa de Rakia, because in Shemayim they made him king. So Mela, since in Shemayim they made him king, when you do a mitzvah against the Mora of this king, it's not a lack of Mora, because you're giving cover to Shemayim by doing the mitzvah. You're showing Mora Shemayim by doing the mitzvah. They told him it's not a problem, not only Alts Pikuach Nefesh, it's not a problem because here we're dealing with Mora, and B'makom Mitzvah there's no stira to Mora. So again, what do you have here? You have the Kalayim Dika Pered, and then you have David's David's Pered. So they told him, use David's Pered. Why? Because the Kalayim Dika Pered, there's an Isser involved, there's Kalayim. But David's Pered, there's no Isser at all. It's only using the Kalim of the Melech. And here there's no Isser because there's no Isser Mora here. There's no Chiyuv Mora. You're not over on Mora because it's a mitzvah. B'makom mitzvah, there's no Din Mora. So therefore, better to use David's, where there's going to be no Isser at all and not Kalayim. Now, if it would be impossible, it would also be Nitcha because of Bikoch Nefesh. And Achinami, you'd be even allowed to do Kalayim B'makom Pikoch Nefesh. But here, the Pered of David was preferable because there was no Isser at all. However, the Meiri doesn't go with this Mahalach of the Aruch Lanir. So that's a possible explanation of the Gemara. The Meiri doesn't say that. The Meiri, Adav Tzadeh Amid Aleph, and Adav Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, he says that even though you can't ride on the horse of a king, it's mutter l'hatzalasu shel melech, l'mar hatzalasu shel melech. So he doesn't bring this whole hesber of ours as to which Isser was more kal, Kalayim or the Pered of David. So it's mashma that there's a chiddush be'etzem adin. Oh! You can use the horse of the king to save him. But that's tamua tuva, it's very, very shver. What chiddush is there here? It's pashit, pikuach nefesh, is docha kol haTorah kula. And Beikar Divrei Amiri, it's also a big tzarichiyon. Because he says, Shari lemaher hatzalasu shel melech. You're allowed to use the king's horse to be matzil the king. It's mashma only to be matzil the king, but not to be matzil somebody else. Why would that be? Pikuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula. And since pikuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula, why is it only to save the king it's mutter? It should be mutter to save anybody. There he says, no. L'mar hatzalasu shel melech. So Rav Man in his sefer first suggests pshat Meiri maybe that here we're dealing with the yediyah skulit. Saying the wounded Yonah is only yediyah skulis. So who says it's Doche Surim? And seeing Kisme Dam in the water, seeing stains of blood in the water, it's only the Askulis. So who says that's Doche Surim? However, the Maharal, the Meiri doesn't give any remez to that. So it's difficult to say that's Pshat in the Meiri. And therefore, maybe Pshat in the Meiri is that he holds that the Heder of Pikuach Nefesh is only when the discussion of a person doing the Aveira is b'shas maisa ha-hatzala shel pikuach nefesh. And there we say that if it's a maisa of pikuach nefesh, then the iser is going to be pushed away. Only if b'shas maisa ha-hatzala shel pikuach nefesh is going to be an Aveira. Then you could be docha the yisra out pikuach nefesh. Mashen ken bedin, a maso alecha. Any peula that goes against emas hamelech is not only going to remove the ema b'shas hapeula. What's going to happen is when a person does this maisa, there's going to be chisaron in the emas hamalchus even after he does the maisa. people are going to see that you don't have to take the fear of the king seriously. And then there's no more pikuach nefesh. That we can say that the pikuach nefesh is domei maso alecha. Pikuach nefesh is only doch asurim when b'shas maisa iser you're doing the pikuach nefesh. But if even after the pikuach nefesh the shas maisa iser is going to the maisa iser is going to continue, there it's no good. That's not doch pikuach nefesh. And memela by emas malchus, if somebody is lax in having awe of the king, so not only b'shas ma'isa pikuach nefesh is there going to be a chisaron in emas malchus, but even afterwards, people are going to see you don't have to fear the king. And because of that, there was no heter of pikuach nefesh. That was the suffix of Avishai. Because there's a chisaron here in Amos HaMalchus. The only thing is, if you're going to save the king, then there's no chisaron in Amos HaAlecha. Because then the whole pa'ula is to save the king. That's not going to bring to a chisaron in Amos HaAlecha. And that's why the tzarech hatzalasu shel melech, it was mutter. But what about Latzarach Hatzalas Acher? Let's say it be somebody else. It's Bikuach Nefesh, it should be mutter. No! But if I'm using the king's kli, then even afterwards, there's going to be Chisaron in his Ema. So it's also Afil B'makum Bikuach Nefesh. Baruch Hashem in the Sefer Kovet Ta'aris, Rav Elchanan in the Seches Yevamos, Oz Tavchav Ches, Tavchav Tes, he wants to be Machadish, this din, and Bikuach Nefesh, like we said. He explains that based on this, the sugi in the Gemara, and the mice of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, that they brought a carbon with a mum, and the rabbis wanted to be makrivit because of Shalom Malchus, because the Malchus sent the carbon with the mum. They'd be offended otherwise. So then Reb Zechariah ben Avkula said, no, Yomer Bali Mum and Kraven Negatim Negabim Mizbeach. People are going to say you can bring Bali Mum and on the Mizbeach. But this is very schwer to say there, but it's Bikuach Nefesh. Let them be makriv Bali Mum and Negabim Mizbeach. So based on this Yisod, says Rebbe Elchanan Gevaldik, what's going to happen is they're going to be makriv even afterwards when there's no pikuach nefesh. And if there's no pikuach nefesh afterwards, and they're just over an Isser without pikuach nefesh, that means that now for pikuach nefesh we can't be over the Isser. Because being over the Isser now, b'shas pikuach nefesh, is going to bring us to be over the Isser even shelo b'shas pikuach nefesh. Even afterwards. And therefore they don't want to bring a Baal Mum now because of what it's going to bring in its wake. Later on they're going to bring Baal Mum Shelo B'Shas Pikuach Nefesh. So look there in Rebbe Elchanan where he concludes not like this. However, we can say that that was the Shaila of Avishai. So it could be that the answer to Avishai was that in Achinami, my Shaila is, do we say that if afterwards there's going to be an Isser, even without Pikuach Nefesh, you're still allowed to be over the Isser now, or no? And the answer is, no, it's Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to be over the Isser now, even though later on you're going to be over Isurim, people are going to be over Isurim, even Shalom B'Shas Pikuach Nefesh, like the conclusion of Rebbe Elchanan. So the Shaila was like Rebbe Elchanan's tzad to explain the Gemara and Gittin, and the Maskan is like the Maskan of Rebbe Elchanan. Or we could say no, like the Meiri, that even the Maskan there's no heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Even the Maskan we blind with the Yisod that if that doing an Isser now for Pikuach Nefesh is going to bring later on to doing Isserim Shelo Letzorach Pikuach Nefesh, and you're not allowed to do the Isser now. It's only the Tzorach HaTzalas HaMelech, where there's no Isser Meikara. Only then it's Mutter. Look also in the Meiri and Bava Kamed of Pamad Aleph, Kavei Maisi B'Chasid Echad, and it could be that that stems with what we're saying here, Ayin Sham. So Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we have a beautiful Hezber in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what Avishai Safik was. both based on the Meiri and also based on the Aruch Laner. Aruch Laner, we said, the suffix was, which Isser is going to be more kal? Should I go for the Prada, which is Mishesh Yisimei Bereshis, and there's no Kalayim, but it belongs to David, and there's a Chisaron in Mara Malchus? Or should I go with the Prada where there is an Isser, where it's Kalayim? And the Teretz was, go with David's, because David is no Chisaron here of Mara Malchus. It's Makom Mitzvah. There's no steer to the Din Mora. But in a chinam, if you were unable to, you'd be to be able to take any parrot. But here, the preference is to go with the light with no isser as opposed to an isser of kalayim. Or lefi the Meiri, we said that a suffix was. What happens if the hakola and mora malchus now the tzorach bikoach nefesh is going to bring to hakola later on when there's no bikoach nefesh? Is it mutter? And either the teretz is that it is mutter, or no, it's aser, but for a dafka latzalas v'shel melech, it's mutter. And now we'd like to explain, based on all of the foregoing, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, that we have five shiurim, and we have so much more to do. Baruch Hashem, this is not the... I like to call this the Twitter generation. If you can't say it in less than 140 characters, then don't even bother. That's why it's a very, very superficial world. So I think one of the tikkunim is to learn the shiurim of Rav Gustman, who just goes on and on and on and on, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and no easy one-liners. Other, or to do the chidushim of Rav David Mann, who also has very, very long marachas, very complex, very profound. So this really makes you work. So to beat the chitzonius and the superficiality and the redidut and the shitchiyut of zizdol, givaldik. So let's understand the Alfusiv Rav Ashi in the Gemara that we asked about in a previous segment, who says that Melech Shemochel al Kavodo ain Kavodo Mochel. If a king is Mochel on his Kavod is not Mochel. It's not forgiven. And where does he learn this from? He learns this from Soim Tosim. And we have to understand, where does he get a mashmos like this from Song Tosim that Melech Shemochel al Kvodo ain Kvodo Mochel? That was our question. Ube Emes, we have to be medactic in Ravashi's words, because Ravashi doesn't just say Melech Shemochel al Kvodo ain Kvodo Mochel. First he says that Afil Laman Diomar Nasi Shemochel al Kvodo Kvodo Mochel, even if you hold that a Nasi of the Sanhedrin, his covet is not Mochel, his covet. Is Mochel. Melech ain't Kvodo Mochel. So what does he need this Hakdama for? Why doesn't he suffice with the Guf Hadin, Shemelech Shemochel al Kvodo ain't Kvodo Mochel? Shouldn't that be enough for him? To say that Melech Shemochel al Kvodo ain't Kvodo Mochel, that's what he's trying to prove. He says, no. Even according to the man Dar Menasu Shemochel al Kvodo Kvodo Mochel, Melech Shemochel al Kvodo ain't Kvodo Mochel. Why does he need the Hakdama of Nasi Shemochel al Kvodo Kvodo Mochel? And would it appear that it's Pashut to Rav Ashi that in a Nasi there's no din of a maso on Alecha? That's what we discussed in a previous segment. By a Nasi we don't see a din Ema. The whole discussion is covered, not Ema. And on that Rav Ashi says that not only in the din of Ema there's a chiluk between a nasi and a melech. But in the din of kavod, there's also a chiluk between a nasi and a melech. Even though a nasi is like a semi-melech, as we explained in a previous segment, nevertheless, there's a chiluk in the kavod given to a melech and to a nasi. And the reason is because it's pashut to Rav Ashi that there's no mechila on the din of a maso alecha. Because this ain't maso alecha is not klape the melech, it's klape the malchus, the institution of malchus, as we explained at length. And he's not bailim on this din that we can say that mikoach ba'aluso, his mechila is going to be effective. What bailus do you have in the institution of malchus, Mr. Melech? You don't? And this is Mechuvan with Tosis in Sanhedrin, Daf Yates Amud Aleph. They say the pasuk of Som Tosim is that Kvodo Balo Mishum de Mitzvahs Hamakom Kachu. That from the pasuk of Som Tosim, we learn that this is Mitzvahs Hamakom. In other words, in the din of a maso alecha, you're giving him the kavod, not al tim, because som tasim is a maso alecha. So it says that this a maso alecha is al the makom that Hashem gave it to him, mitzah makom kachu. Because it's only when you're talking about kavod, only if he's roy for the kavod, then he gets the kavod. But b'din e maso alecha, we're mechayev, even if he's not roy for the kavod, like we saw in a previous segment, a melech akum, or a melech rasha, there's a din of e maso alecha, there's no din of kavod, because he's not worthy of kavod, but there's a din of ema, because it's mitzvah hamakom. It's mitzvah de mischayev shehev emes hamalchus. That's the institution of the kingship. And on this the king isn't bailum to be mochel. And this is similar to Rabbeinu Yonah, a little bit similar to Rabbeinu Yonah in Sanhedrin, that ain't kvodo machol because his covet is the covet of Yisrael. Kulo, shamelech shalahem nikar. So based on what we said, the pshat is, it's a din kol Yisrael, because the sibas hadin is be Yisrael. Because Yisrael are being ruled by this Malchus, and not mitzad the Melech that's Sholeit. But this is all, like we said, le'inyanei maso alecha. That le'inyanei maso alecha, we're referring to the institution of Malchus, and that's all Shayich, and then there we say that the king isn't Bailam to be Mochel. But Rav Ashi is coming to be Mechadesh that also the kavod that's Mechuyav Eilav Mitzad Atzmo is not given over to the Mechila. And not like a Nasi, that din kavod Atzmo Kvodo Machu. And on that Rav Ashi says, Som Tosim Alecha Melech Shetehei Maso Alecha. He says that even though a nasi, according to the Man D'Amar, nasi shemalcha kvodo kvodo machul, nevertheless, melech shemalcha al kvodo ain't kvodo machul, because it says som tasim alecha melech. So where are we mixing in the kavod and the ema here? Which one is it? Ain't kvodo machul, because it's som tasim shtei maso alecha. So again, we're making a chiluk between a nasi and a melech. So hold on tight. Pshat is that mechila al kavod, when there's a chi of kavod, is itself an asiyah against ema. Because now there's not going to be ema. When he's mochel on the kavod, that's mechuyav eilav, people are going to lack ema now for the melech, because he's going light in his kavod. So we don't have to have all of him. And since he can't be mochel on his ema, that itself is a sima that he can't be mochel on his kavod. And Rav Ashi is not learning from the mashmos of Som Tosim. Stam. It's not from the word Som Tosim. There's a famous pshat in a Rashi in a Shittu Mekubetzis that all the Achronim say that the moment he's mochel on his kavod, Shtem Asa Olech, it keeps coming back. Therefore he can never be mochel, because you have to place it again and again and again. But here we're saying a different word. Here we're saying from Som Tosim that the mechila and kavod is against Ema. So may that's pshat in the Gemara. Even according to the Mandar Nasi Shemochel Kavod Kavod Mochel, because a Nasi can be mochel on his kavod. It's his kavod. Let him be mochel. Why can't a king be mochel on the kavod? It's his kavod. It's his personal kavod. It's in the Gavra. The Teretz says no. That if he's mochel on his kavod, then that's going to bring takol in his Ema. And it says Som Tosim Alech Melech. You have to have Ema Samelech. And Ema Samelech, he has no bailus over to be mochel. So if he has no bailus to be mochel on his ema, maybe he can't be mochel on his kavod. So is that kavaldik or what? That's pshat. Why they bring on kvodo and kvodo mochel the pasuk of Som Tosim? Because the hakola and the kavod is going to bring to hakola and the ema. The mechila and the kavod is going to bring to a lack of ema. Shita Mekubetzis brings the name Rabbeinu Yonah that mel shemochel kavod and kavod mochel. We dash in shtei maso alecha vimkein lo hayaloi lasis kidei shehem lo yimatu pa'amim acheros mimoiroi v'kvodoi. Ah, like we said, that the etzem ha-mechila in his kavod is going to bring to hakola and his ema. It's going to bring to bitalei maso. And an ema, he can't be mochel. So to be mechadish that he can't be mochel on his ema, that's pashut, he's not bailim. The chiddush of Rav Ashi is that he can't even be mochel on his kavod. And why can't he be mochel on his kavod? Because if he says, oh, you don't have to do what matters that honor me, then people are just going to have to stop having fear of the king. And that we can't have. So on the Rambam, that it has to be belayv. You have to have this aim of belayv. But if he's makel on his kavod, there's going to be a chisaron. Kavod gadol nogim emelech umesimin lo aim of yir belayv kol adam. But if he's mochel on his kavod, there's going to be no aim of yir belayv kol adam. So mele cannot be mochel on his kavod. So this year was mamish. Hafle Vafela Pile Plos, part 5 of our Shiurim in Kavod HaMelech. And we should be Zochem Yitz Hashem. Lilmod Ulam Edlishma Velasu, Spirit Sos Hashem Darkeinu. There's still quite a bit more to do. And it's so Gishmak, learning these Sugyas, the Yun Hadek Heitev. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Have a wonderful day.